Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Gimel Amud Aleph, the second line, the second to last of the thin lines in Gimel Amud Aleph, Tan Rabbanan. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Ma'isa Rabbi Yechim ben Bereka, Rabbi Yechim ben Blaza ben Chasma, Shehalchu Lahak v'Pnei Rabbi Yeshua v'Pekian. They went to go visit their Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua, it was Yom Tif. They went to go visit him, and he was located in the city of Pekian. So they went to the Rebbe, and Amar Lahem, the Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua, says to them, Ma'chidash Hayiv v'Beis Medrash Hayoim, what's new in the Beis Medrash today? What are they saying? So Amar Lai, so the Tamidim, they say to him, Tamidecha Anu, we're your Tamidim. It's not respectful for us to speak in front of you. And we'mecha Anu Shaisim, we drink your waters, meaning all of our Torah comes from you. We have nothing new that we're going to teach you. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yeshua says it's not true. First of all, Amaycho, and second of all, Afal Pikein, the Efshel Beis Medrash Boi Chiddush. It's impossible. There's always new things in the Beis Medrash. So please tell me what's new. What are you hearing in the Beis Medrash? So he asked them, Shabbos Shalmi Ha'isa. First of all, who Shabbos was it? Or was it Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah's turn? Was it Rabbi Gamliel's turn? And they say back, Shabbos or Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Ha'isa. It was Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah's turn. So he says to them, okay, Ubame Ha'isa Hagada Hayoim. And what did he darshan today? So Amrul. So they say to him, the parish of Hakel, he was darshing the parish of Hakel, and what did he darshan? So they said, finally, they said, Hakel asa'am, v'anoshim, v'anoshim, v'ataf. And you should gather together the people, the men, the women, and the babies, the children. I understand the men are coming to learn Torah. They may not understand all the deep shtiklach Torah, but the women are coming to at least hear the divrei Torah. Taf lama bond, but why are the children coming? Why are they bringing the babies? In order to give schar to those that bring the children. So Amar Lahem, Rabbi Shua said to his Tamidim, after hearing this divrei Torah, he said to them, Margalus Taiva, you have such a beautiful gem in your pockets, in your hands, from Elizabeth Nazario, it would be cast them of me many. You were trying to make it lost for me. At first you weren't going to tell it to me. That's a beautiful shtickle tyro. So once they got that, so they continued, they darshan further. They said over what Rabbi Elizabeth Nazario said in the Beis Medrash, that Rabbi Elizabeth Nazario quoted the Pasuk, as Hashem Amarta Hayoim, Hashem Amircha Hayoim, that you make Hashem special, and Hashem makes you distinguished in this world. Amar Lema Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, and Rabbi Elizabeth Nazario explained that Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, that Atem Misisuni that you make me special in this world, and I make you special in this world. I make you special. You make me special in this world. As the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. You call me Echad. And I also make you distinguished and special in this world. As the Pasuk says, again, you see that Kodesh Baruch Hu calls us Echad, just like we call him Echad. Va'afu pasach v'darash Rablazim and Azariah darshan further. The pasach says Divri Chachamim k'darvoynes v'chamasmaris netuim, that the words of Chachamim are like goads, which is the kli that's used to guide the part when it's plowing, and like nails that are planted. Bali asufais are the masters of collections. Nitnu meraya echad, it's all given from one shepherd. So said Rablazim and Azariah, na manimshu divrei tayra l'darban. Why is divrei tayra compared to a goad? Why is it compared to this kli? Loimar lach, it's coming to teach you madar. Just like the goat guides the par to bring life out into this world, after Torah, so too the Divrei Torah guides a person in this world. So I might think, okay, fine, but it's not intrinsic to a person. It's something that if you need it, you need it. If you don't need it, you don't have to have it. And no, it's like nails that it's stuck with the person. It has to be with the person. If Torah is compared to a nail, when you put a nail into something, it makes the thing chaser. The place of the hole is now chaser. So also to Tyra, when a person puts Tyra into him, so it makes him chaser. After by Tyra chaserim v'liyaserin tamulaymer netuim. That's why it compares the Tyra to trees. Manetiyazu parim v'rabo. After by Tyra parim v'rabin, that just like trees, they procreate, they increase. So to Tyra, when a person puts Tyra into him, it actually increases him and makes him better. It doesn't take away from him. Bali asufais. The masters of collections, Elu Tamidei Chachamim, Sheyesh V'Nasufes Asufes. This is referring to Tamidei Chachamim, that they sit in groups, Vaiskim B'Taira, and they learn Taira, Halalu Metamim, Halalu Metarin, these are Metamim, these are Metair, Halalu Aisim, Halalu Matirin, Halalu Paisim, Halalu Machshirin, each one has their different perspective. And so Shem Yoyim Radim, a person sees the Tamidei Chachamim, he sees that they all have such different opinions, and a person might think to himself, if they have so much different opinions, Heichani Lamitar Meata, how am I supposed to find the MS? Is it with him? Is it with him? There's so many different different opinions. That's why it says kulam miraya echad. It was all given nitnu miraya echad. It was all given from one shepherd, which means that kel echad nasnan parnis echad amram mipi adon kulam meisim baruchu. That there was one Hashem, one God who gave over the Torah. There's one leader, Moshe Rabbeinu, who said over all the Torah from the mouth of his Creator, from the Master, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kol HaMaisim Baruch Hu. The pasuk says, V'yidaber Elokim es kol hadvar me'ila. All of these words, all the different perspectives, they all come from Sinai. They all come from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim emes. Af ata, so to you. Don't get scared. Don't get turned off just because you see there are so many different perspectives. Asay aznucha kapar keses. Make your ears like a funnel. Ukenelucha lev maven. L'shmayas divrei mitamim ves divrei mitarim. Make your, have a heart that understands and is able to see the different perspectives. These that are metam and these that are metayer. As divrei oisrim, as divrei matirin. As divrei poislim, as divrei machshirin. Avada like a funnel. There'll be one emes in the end that you're going to follow. But understand and appreciate all the different perspectives. B'lashon hazeh amar lehem, when Rabbi Yeshua heard these different Torah from his talmidim, he said over in the following words. He said that ein dor yasoim shar belazim and azariah shari b'soichay, that there's no dor yasoim that has a belazim and azariah in it. V'leim rulei behedio, asked the Gemara, why did they have to stall? Why couldn't they just tell Rabbi Yeshua right away the first time when Rabbi Yeshua asked them to share what they heard in the base medrash? Why didn't they say it right away? Why were they stalling? Why were they delaying? Says the Gemara, misha meisa shahaya, because they were scared because they knew of a Maisa Shahaya. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, that Maisa Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus, Shahola Lahakup near Rabbi Eliezer Belud, Rabbi Yossi went to visit his Rabbi Rabbi Eliezer, and Amar Loi, his Rabbi Rabbi Eliezer, said to Rabbi Yossi, Machidish Haya Bebeis Medrash Hayayim, what was new in the base Medrash? And instead of stalling over here, Rabbi Yossi answered, Amar Loi, Rabbi Yossi said, that Nimnu Vagamru, they took a vote in the base Medrash, and they said that Amunu Mayav Ma'asr Meister Ani Beshvias, Amunu Mayav, who has Midarabana and a din to take off Trumas and Meisters, and they don't have Shemitah, so which Meister do they take off in the seventh year? Do they take off Meister Sheni or Meister Ani? They took a vote in the base measures that they're supposed to take off Meister Ani. And Amar Loi, Rabbi Eliezer was upset. This wasn't their own Chiddush. This is something that we already know, that the Meister of Amunu Mayav on the seventh year is supposed to be Meister Ani. So he punished Rabbi Yossi. He said, Amar Loi Yossi, Pshaydi Adechim V'Kabli Necha, stretch out your hands and catch your eyes, meaning you're about to lose your eyesight. Pashad Yadav V'kibl Einav, and he stretched out his hands and he caught his eyes, meaning he lost his eyesight, he became blind. So because the Rabbi Yeshua's Tamidim, they knew about this story, so that's why they were scared to right away say something to Rabbi Yeshua. Now the rest of this story, at least it ends on a good note. Vachar Rabbi Eliezer then cried, Vamer, and he said, that Soyid Hashem Lireyav Uvrisa Leidiyam, that Lamaisa, look at this, that the secrets of Hashem are to those that fear Him. And even though they didn't know about this Messiah, that Amin and Maya were supposed to take off Meister Ani in the seventh year, you see they were mechavin to the MS. They were mechavin. They took a vote and they were mechavin to the MS. And so Amar Lai, he said to Rabbi Yossi, he said, Leich Emer Lahem, go tell those in the base medrash, Al Tachoshu L'minayinchem, that you shouldn't be worried about your vote. Maybe you're second guessing yourself. Maybe we didn't get the right halacha. Don't worry about it. Kach mekublani mi Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai. I was mekabel from my Rabbi, Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai. Sheshame me Rabbi, Rabbi me Rabbi. He heard from his Rabbi, he heard from his Rabbi. Hilchos Elamayshim Misinai. It's kemat halacha l'mayshem b'sinai, that amunu mayav ma'asr ma'isr ani b'shvias, that is the halacha, that they're supposed to take off ma'isr ani. Ma'atam, and what's the reason why they were misaking specifically ma'isr ani and not ma'isr sheni? Because harbe krachim kifshu oli mitzrayim v'lo kifshu oli bava. There were many places that the oli mitzrayim, the first time they came into Eretz Yisrael, they conquered it and they imbued it with kedusha, but the oli bava, they purposely didn't conquer it, they didn't want it to be imbued with kedusha. B'mnesha kedusha rishayin ha'katsha l'shayta v'lo katsha l'asalavai. The first kedusha of the oli mitzrayim, they didn't give a permanent kedusha. They only gave a temporary kedusha for while they were there. But once they were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, the lands all lost their kedusha, and only the new lands that the Oilei Bavel conquered were imbued with kedusha. So the Oilei Bavel, they left out some lands. V'henicham, they purposely left out certain parts of land. Kedesha yismuchu on leim aniyim b'shvias. Crazy. They left out certain lands that they shouldn't have kedusha as Eretz Yisrael, so that there wouldn't be shmita in those places. And being that there's no shmita, there would be meiser. There would be misaking meiser ani. So this way, the Aniyim would have food to eat. Because on Shemitah, it doesn't just go to the Aniyim. Shemitah, it's Hefker, it's everyone's equal. So they left out some lands that wouldn't have Shemitah, so that there would be Ma'aser Ani for the Aniyim. In Tana, we learned that La'achash and Nisyash V'daitoy, after Rabbi Eliezer in Lud, after he was calmed down, so to speak, so Amar he davened and he said, Yiratzon Shiachzer Eini Yossi Lemkoimon, that Yossi should get his eyesight back, V'chazru and Lemaisa, Yossi got his eyesight back.